Commissioner Bruns, thanks again for the time, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody out there listening today. Happy terrific Tuesday.
What an exciting time for not only everybody working at the Lincoln County Courthouse, but for the courthouse itself, welcoming a lot of people here within the past couple of days, probably especially yesterday, to do a little bit of voting up at the county courthouse.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So as I was in the courthouse yesterday for the meeting and then afterwards taking care of some business, there was a lot of people coming in and making their voices heard. And, I give amazingly big kudos to Becky Russell and her staff, the work that they have put into this. They're consummate professionals. They're dedicated, and they take great pride in what they do. And to all the volunteers today out there, that's a selfless act. They're engaging in fulfilling a great civic responsibility. I applaud them for that. I give them much thanks, and I just encourage everybody to show them kindness and appreciation as you're out there casting your ballot and making your voices heard today.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, looking at the agenda from yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, once again, kind of a lighter agenda for you and your four colleagues.
Tried to keep the agenda the past few weeks pretty light, given the work that Becky has going on in her office, and she's understaffed right now. And so we wanted to make sure that we weren't overburdening their staff, because they have to do a lot of preparatory work to get things ready for our meetings.
Absolutely.
Every week. But we did have a few things on the agenda that I think were noteworthy. We took some bids for a motor grader, as well as some bids for some pickup trucks for the Department of Roads.
Cool.
Kind of an ongoing thing, making sure that our fleet is where it needs to be and able to do the work. And that our hardworking individuals out there in the Roads Department, they have the resources needed to do the job for the taxpayers here in Lincoln County. So that was a big ticket item. It took quite a bit of the time during the meeting yesterday. And I'm glad we were able to purchase a motor grader. I give great credit to Jason Scholes, our highway superintendent. He does a great job keeping the budget in mind, and they picked a good piece of equipment for the motor grader. And we're holding off on the pickup trucks until next week. That way they can take a look and make sure that there's not another resource through StateNet bids or some of the open source for governments to make sure that we're getting the best price possible for the taxpayers. So.
But you did select a motor grader.
We did select a motor grader. Pending, he's wanting to just make sure that the maintenance records on this used piece of equipment are where they need to be.
And
great credit to the companies that submitted those bids. They've been great partners for Lincoln County for quite some time. And mm-hmm. they put a lot of work into this. And so I appreciate what they do.
Yeah, and I would jump back just a little bit. You're talking about Becky Russell at the county clerk's office, and she's also the election commissioner, election clerk, whatever you have it. But it's a huge job, and I've covered the county for several years now, and the more I covered it, the more I understood just the immensity of everything she does, and it's got to be precise.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the ballots have to be drawn up and printed well in advance, and there's so many different ballots because people live in different wards and different precincts, different commissioners' districts. What have you, there's a lot of districts, so everybody gets a little bit of different ballot, and that's a huge thing to keep track of.
Yeah. There's
hundreds of individual ballots with mm-hmm. different individuals on them, different issues on them.
Different equations, different possibilities.
Exactly,
yeah.
That she's responsible for making sure are accurate, and then all the audits and the checks and balances that go into it after the fact. Her staff probably won't leave the courthouse until 5 a.m. this morning or tomorrow morning.
If they're lucky,
because of the work that they have to go through to certify everything as far as the unofficial results mm-hmm. to the Secretary of State. So, and then close races, we're looking at additional audits. The Secretary of State is putting out there some additional policies for checks and just making sure that everything is on the up and up, because there is concern out there. So we may not have closely contested races official results for a matter of a few weeks.
Okay.
A few weeks.
A few weeks.
Wow.
So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes.
That's a big change.
But it's important. You know, this is our most treasured institution, and, yep, and she does a lot of great work with it. So,
now, Commissioner Bruns, back to the agenda for our Lincoln County Commissioners. Another item that is definitely newsworthy and was shared on the Lincoln County Courthouse's Facebook page yesterday was a resolution to support Operation Greenlight on the county level for our veterans.
Yeah, so this is this was an item that was near and dear to my heart as a veteran myself. We sent Kent Weems to the National Association of County Officials earlier this year. It happened to be in Colorado, so it was convenient for him to get there, and the costs were far reduced than what they normally are. So we took advantage of that to send a representative to that conference. And one thing that we have going on nationwide this week is we're hoping courthouses across the nation light their buildings up in green. To just show, you know, a small token of appreciation to the millions of veterans that have served our country over mm-hmm. the years. You know, we have over 200,000 veterans that transition on an annual basis from active duty into civilian life, and that can be extremely challenging. And we're projecting a 20% increase in the coming years of that due to, you know, geopolitical climate that's going on, some things going on nationally, politically. And so it's important for us to make sure that we're standing behind our veterans. We're providing them the services that they've earned through their sacrifices. And lighting up a courthouse green is just one small thing that we can do just to say, hey, we're behind you. We support you. You know, welcome to civilian life, and thank you for all the sacrifices that you've made.
And I think most importantly, it reminds our veterans that they're appreciated and they're welcome, and we do appreciate them here in Lincoln County.
Absolutely. And you know, we have a great place for people to live, work, and raise a family. And my hope is that we can continue to foster that, especially for our veteran community. You know, these are individuals that are highly skilled. They have great work ethic. And if we can entice them into our communities to be integral parts of who we are, then I'm all about it. And they make great employees, and anything that we can do to foster that environment for them is worthwhile. So,
when will this lighting take place?
It's going on at night now. Cool. So it'll go through every night this week. Veterans Day week.
Okay.
So this is a big week, not just for Election Day, but for Veterans Day,
to
thank our veterans. And you know, on
a
personal note, it's the Marine Corps birthday here on the 10th. So
right.
For that particular branch, which I hold near and dear.
Just a little bit.
It's an even bigger week. So. Yeah.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you or any of your colleagues on the Lincoln County Commissioners, how can they do so?
So I encourage people to go to our website, lincolncountyne.gov. You can click on the Commissioners tab. They can find the list of the commissioners, click on our names. It's a hyperlink. The text is blue. It takes you directly to an email that you can shoot off to us. If people want to get a hold of me directly, I'll be a little bit busy today, but I will get back to you. My cell phone number is 308-660-6049. I would also point out that, you know, today's a big day. Mm-hmm. It's Election Day. If anybody has any questions about where they're supposed to go for their precincts on our webpage, you can go to the voter check link, plug in your name and your address, and that will tell you where your precinct is. So I just want to make sure that there's no confusion, that people are going to the correct places to make their voices heard. There was some confusion as well, some word put out on the national media that was wrong.
We talked about this
a little bit last week, but I want to make sure that we drive the point home. You cannot take your early ballot to the polling precinct locations. That early ballot needs to be in the county clerk's office by 8 p.m. tonight. So if you take it to your local precinct location, it will not be counted because it will not make it. As the polls close at 8, then it's an hour or so before they make it all the way back to the courthouse, and that will not be counted.
So those need to be taken directly to the courthouse, and they can be put in the drop box by the sheriff's office.
They can
too,
be
right?
put in the drop box by the sheriff's office. That will be checked and emptied at 8 o'clock p.m. sharp So you can't get there late.
Can't get there at 8:01.
Exactly. So just make sure that you're doing and taking the steps that you need to make sure that your voice is heard.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, we appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you back in the studio again this time next week, sir.
I'm looking forward to it.